This is Ebeling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Great afternoon, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebeling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebeling and You, 1320 WILS. For Wednesday, August 4th, 2010, the first day after Michigan's primary election, leading up to the general election in November, and we have an awful lot to talk about today, Scott. And we're going to start with Lansing's man of the hour, and that is Mayor Virge Bernero, Democratic nominee for governor. And we're going to talk with him about the campaign and where it goes now. And he's going to be running against Rick Snyder, who won the GOP nomination. And that is another amazing story. A lot of people had him in fourth place not too long ago, so a couple of comebacks, at least that's the way they have been painted. We were going to talk with Rick Snyder in just a few minutes, and he has been tied up, so we will reschedule that interview. But we're going to talk with someone who has endorsed Rick Snyder and also has crossed over and endorsed Mark Schauer in the past, and that is former 7th District Congressman Joe Schwartz. So we'll chat with him, and he is a practicing physician and member of the University of Michigan faculty right now. We're also going to chat with Kyle Malin, the editor of the MERS newsletter and columnist with City Pulse, and Doug Roberts of the Michigan Political Leadership Program. And leadership, a very important commodity in our society and very difficult to develop. I want to find out how much of that is inherited and how much of it can be acquired. We're also going to talk a little high school basketball later. We are going to have a chance to talk about a couple of players who are going to go on, I think, do some pretty big things from here. And that would be LaDonte Hinton and Denzel Valentine. And I'll talk with Rod Watts, the coach at Lansing Eastern, a little bit later in the show, in fact, in hour two. And we have a very special interview planned for you. We're going to talk with one of the top 10 all-time athletes from Mid-Michigan. And in terms of class, there is none better than Todd Martin. People always talk about Steve Smith and all of his commitment and the way he has given back to this community. Todd Martin is right there. He didn't go to Michigan State. He went to Northwestern for a couple years, but he is an East Lansing product, and he has never forgotten the people at Court One and the people in Mid-Michigan who have given him his start, and, of course, the Todd Martin Development Fund doing a lot of great things and in session this week over at Court One. And all around the city, in fact, if you see people carrying tennis rackets, that's Todd Martin's group. So we're going to talk with him a little bit later about a lot of things. And we're going to spend some time talking politics and trying to reach Virge Bernero. Can't seem to find him, so he's going to be calling us any second and hoping that he makes that call. You know, maybe I should have just gone to the rally last night, gone to the reception, as we talked about, Scott. I'm very, very close to heading down to Detroit and trying to see a couple of the candidates as they watched the results come in, and thought that might be maybe the best way to do it, but decided to stay here and do some other things for Sport Magazine and Spartan Tailgate and monitor the election results on television, and got all the results I needed and really probably better form than I could have had I been down there. But it would have been fun to see the response of the winning candidates, and the winning gubernatorial candidate for the Democratic Party joins us now, and that is Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero. Hello, Virge.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
How much sleep did you get last night?
About 3.5 hours. And then I got an hour today. They allowed me about an hour in cumulative naps.
Well, get used to it. There's this thing called a gubernatorial campaign between now and November.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, I know that you have always had a lot of confidence in your abilities to lead. When did you know that you were right and the pollsters were wrong? When did you think that you had this thing?
Well, I thought the tide was turning about 3 weeks ago. Three or four weeks ago, I felt the tide was turning. And, you know, I've been in politics a long time, campaigning for my aunt when I was 12 years old. So, and I go a lot with how it feels in my gut. And of course, as my expertise has grown, so has my gut. But I just felt it. You know, we were out at Eastern Market, and this is when it really, I mean, we clearly knew, but we were at Eastern Market a week ago in Detroit, and it was incredible. I mean, it was like an impromptu town hall meeting. People just stopped. People just stopped and added their questions, their comments, their support. It was incredible. It really felt, and of course, weeks ago, you know, I knew I'd finally, it was maybe a month ago when I knew I'd broken through, because there was all this thing about nobody knows Virgil Barrero. And my wife and I pulled up into a church, one of the bigger churches in Detroit, and we pulled up behind a car, a van, and a teenager was getting out, and she looked back and saw us getting out, and she said, "Mom, it's Virgil Barrero." And so, and there I was in the heart of Detroit, and I said, "Man, if I'm used to that in Lansing, but I said I'm starting to break through. I'm getting that name, face recognition." And you know, that was the first thing we had to break through. I mean, they didn't even know who I was. So it's exciting. We're delighted. I've had a lot of support. And, I was excited today. I was almost speechless. It takes a lot to make me speechless. I got a call from the president today.
You did? And yep. What did he have to say?
He said, "Congratulations," and he's ready to work with us, and he's not giving up on Michigan one bit.
Would you want him to come in and campaign for you?
Absolutely. You better believe it. We're going to be working with the administration on a number of initiatives. We're going to be working to make sure that Michigan, that we get this national health care thing right. There's things we have to do. We want to leverage those federal dollars. We want to work with him on clean energy, on green energy, you know, on electric cars, which is a key part of our future, part of our economy. You know, we want to make sure that the federal government has already made investments, you know, in wind energy and battery technology. We want to continue to grow on that. And, of course, I want to have a dialogue with them about my favorite subject, Jack, fair trade in place of free trade, because mm-hmm. free trade is killing us. We need fair trade. And I was delighted to see that his trade representative, Ron Kirk, was headed to Korea to talk to them about, reducing tariffs and about reciprocity. We need to treat their products how they treat ours, and that's what we should be doing across the board.
Did you get any idea at all from Barack Obama when he might be in Michigan working for you?
No. I mean, what's going to happen? Our political folks will talk to each other.
Yeah. Your people talk to his people. That's the way it
is, right? Exactly. Although I was delighted to talk to him directly, it was exciting, and he puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like you and I, Jack. He's just a basic, nice guy, and comes across as very down to earth.
Well, what about other people who might be campaigning for you in this race? Is there someone else other than Barack Obama who you would have loved to make an appearance here and say, "Hey, you got to vote for Virge"?
Well, of course, I also got off the phone with Carl Levin today, mm-hmm. and Carl is one of my longtime political idols. I reminded him that I was campaigning for Carl Levin, our U.S. Senator. The first time he ran, and I think it was 1978, I stood outside the Waterford Kmart. I think I was 12 or 14 years old, 12 or 13. I stood outside the Waterford Kmart with my Aunt Betty and handed out flyers with him. He was a Detroit City Councilman at the time. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I remember. Reminded him who was with me, my aunt and my uncle who owned a grocery store." And he says, "I remember being out there." Not that he remembered me, but that was the start of his political career. So, Carl, and folks like that, to be campaigning with him, it's a real honor. And it'll be an honor to be campaigning with Debbie. I mean, I grew up, my political, growing up here in Ingham County,
sure.
Debbie was always one step ahead of me, at least. I mean, state senator, congressman, U.S. senator. So it's exciting to be part of it. It's exciting to be part of change. I mean, we've got to make some changes in Michigan. People are hurting, and that's really what it's all about. That's why I'm here. It's not just a job. If it was just a job, Jack, I could stay where I'm at, you know, as mayor. I've got a good job. But I want to get in there and make a difference. You know that.
You know, coaches always talk about the 24-hour rule, where the celebration is limited to 24 hours. I think your staff had the 24-minute rule. I got an email last night at 1:56 in the morning talking about the upcoming race. So you definitely got them focused on the future here.
Well, definitely. I've got a great team, starting with my wife and daughters, who introduced me last night, and I was, so proud, and I'm so blessed. And then the campaign team just did a phenomenal job. I mean, the numbers, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. You know, the numbers are what they are. And now we're going to turn. We're going to add some staff. We're going to tweak our operation a little bit. And then we've got to go whole hog for the November 2nd election. I mean, it's really not that far off. And, of course, you know, we believe that there's a big contrast between me and Snyder. Who'd have guessed that it would be me and Snyder, but that's what it is. And two kind of unconventional candidates. But it still comes down to two candidates and two visions for Michigan, and I happen to believe mine is better.
Rick Snyder is going to label you as the political insider and how we need change in a different system. How important is it to have experience as to how Lansing works?
Well, that's very important, and you know, I expect that he'll try to pick a running mate who will give him that, because it's one thing to run a business and by the way, outsource a bunch of jobs in the process and be a part of Wall Street, and it's another thing to run on Main Street, run a city, and actually be on the front lines getting things done for people and making a difference. You know, a lot of these guys, they talk about this stuff. I've done it. You know my argument. They talk about economic development. I've done it in the city of Lansing. We're doing it now with this new GM plant we're going to win. They talk about balanced budgets. I've done it in the city of Lansing. Five straight balanced budgets, no government shutdowns, no tax increase. So even in these tough times, while I've been on the receiving end of the budget cuts and the unfunded mandates, I've made it work in Lansing. We have a lot to be proud of. So I can say I've done this on the public sector side. I don't know what he's done. I mean, his private sector experience was more on the corporate Wall Street side of things, downsizing, outsourcing, and in fact, in lining his own pockets when he did it. You know how those outfits work, Jack? You know, when you save the company money, when you outsource and downsize, you they got stock options. And so he had million-dollar windfalls as a result of moving jobs out of this country. And then that's the money, that's the ill-gotten gain that he's spending on his campaign. He finances his own campaign. So certainly this is a David and Goliath struggle from a financial standpoint. But I still believe we'll win in the end because we got right on our side and we have people power.
Just right, that like was a long answer to a short question. But you mentioned running mates. I have to ask you about yours.
Well, I just don't know yet. You know, I mean, in that respect,
you have a short list. You have two or three that you've been looking at.
It's just premature.
You didn't wake up this afternoon and say, "Oh, I need a running mate." Obviously,
no, I really didn't. You know, we're working on tweaking my message, making sure my campaign is on track. Of course, fundraising is always an issue. Again, because we're not self-financed, we're not a millionaire.
Right.
So, you know, I encourage people to go to voteverge.com, see what we're about, and join this effort. We're going to get into it. We're for working people. I'm not going to change my stripes. You know, I've stood up for working people. I'm from working people, and that's what we're about. We got to make sure, Jack, that those bottom rungs of the ladder are replaced because they've been knocked out, and a lot of folks at the lower end of the economy, you know, can't find a way up, and that's all they want is a way up. And we got to make sure those rungs on the ladder are there for people to move up and achieve the American dream in Michigan.
You know, the last thing you mentioned, fundraising, and one of the most amazing parts about your campaign and this comeback was it was done without a tremendous amount of fundraising, and that's something people say you're going to have to do more of or a better job for the general election. Where do you go with that?
Well, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, these armchair experts. A better job, that's hilarious. You know, I raised about $900,000. I was outspent 2-1 by a guy who had a lot of built-in advantages. I'm very proud of what we did with fundraising. And if you look at my dollars raised, Jack, you know, there were many more contributors than my opponent. My contributors were smaller amounts, $10, $20, $50 from people where it hurt them to give, but they gave because they believed they shared our vision. And then we had more people out there. We had the people power, and that's going to happen this time. There's no question that Rick Snyder is going to outspend me. He's a millionaire. We have people power. We have groups of people, and those people are going to get out and make a difference. Will I raise money? Absolutely. You know, will I be on the phone? Yes. But I'll also be out speaking to groups of people as I have. That's our strength. This is a people-powered campaign. I believe the people will overcome the money.
Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Virge Bernero, our guest. Virge, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Jack.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We'll be
Take
right
care.
Back. We're going to have Joe Schwartz will join us, and he has made some endorsements on both sides of the aisle. We'll be right back with that and more after this check of weather and sports.